Hello, and welcome to the Monco on the Move podcast. I'm Jared Brown, Assistant Dean of Academic Affairs at Monco's Pottstown campus. The spring semester has begun here at Monco, and it is the perfect time for students to talk about services that the college offers to succeed in, and I think also outside of the classroom. One of our amazing services here at Monco, which is a free service, is our 24/7 tutoring support. And my colleague and friend, Patty Abdallah, the Director of Academic Support, is here to celebrate a big win with her team as they recently received the Distinguished College Reading and Learning Association, or CRLA, certification. My friend Patty will talk more about what that means and how it will help our very own Monco students. She'll also touch upon tutoring options, which are available for students, and whether it's here on campus, online, or anywhere in between, I know Patty will share that with us. So without further ado or delay, welcome my friend and colleague, Patty Abdallah, to the podcast. Hi, Patty.
Hi, Jared. Thanks for having me.
Huge congratulations are in order for the CRLA certification. So tell us more about what this means for your team, Monco, the students, the community, all the things. Tell me all the things about this certification.
Will do. We are super excited. We are so very proud of this. CRLA is, it's as you said, it's the College Reading and Learning Association, CRLA mm-hmm. certification. Mm-hmm. It's an internationally Ooh. Recognized program, so it's known worldwide.
Yeah.
It's recognized in our learning support world as
okay.
Known for learning centers mm-hmm. Throughout the world. And so we've been working on this for the past 2 years or so,
okay.
Trying to get this recognition, this certification. Mm-hmm. It basically in order to receive this certification, we were looking at four standards or guidelines that we had to follow.
Okay.
So we had to make sure we had effective hiring practices.
Of course.
We had to make sure we had effective training, an effective training program.
Which I'm sure you do.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We had to also make sure that we have an effective tutor evaluation program, mm-hmm. which is really a great program that we put in place this past year. And then we also had to make sure that our tutors have a certain number of experience hours where they're working with students 25 hours or more where
right.
they're putting these effective practices in place
okay.
with students. And so, you know, we're really super excited that we were able to get this distinction. And as a result, we were able to recognize 35 of our 60 tutors or so that already have earned this level one CRLA distinction already in this short period of time. We're so excited.
So I automatically go into, how are you going to measure the effectiveness of these practices, and are you measuring, basically, which I'm sure that you are, these standards and how they're impacting the support to students?
Yeah, so we do a lot of different things. I mean, we have surveys that we do mm-hmm. of our services, both online services and
right.
on-campus services.
Right.
We're constantly, one of the greatest things was us doing this tutor evaluation program.
Oh.
Because by doing that, we had the, we were required to observe our tutors.
Right.
And so by doing that, we had to have us, you know, there in the center looking at the work that tutors were doing. So not only were we able, you know, when you think about that, you think like, oh, we're going to catch them doing things maybe that we could give them feedback on things
right.
that they could change. Well, sure, we're going to do that. But we also saw them doing great things.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Like,
so
you're
that,
like, oh, I didn't know they were
oh my
doing
goodness.
That. That's
so
great.
That we could share with their colleagues and say, yep. hey, listen, this is
best
what you
practices.
Can do with other people.
Best
practices with other tutors.
We love
so
best
great.
Practices
of course
in
do.
Higher education.
It's
right?
awesome. Awesome stuff.
All right. So that's really, really cool.
Yep. Yep. Good
Tell
stuff.
Me and our listeners a little bit more about the tutoring services and the programs that are offered for our students. And let's start with in-person tutoring.
Yes. So pre-pandemic, things have changed mm-hmm. over the years, right?
Yeah.
So pre-pandemic, we were operating, and we still do. We have two tutoring centers. So we have a tutoring center in Pottstown campus, and we have a tutoring center in the Bluebell campus.
Right.
And pre-pandemic, we were only offering drop-in tutoring services.
Mm-hmm.
So when, you know, COVID hit, everybody moved online. And so we were fortunate that we had Tutor.com already in place. The college had decided to do a pilot in STEM where they offered Tutor.com just to the STEM students. And then they realized, oh, this is an effective use of services. Students liked it. So then they started offering that service out to all students. And then because we had that available, then that became something that we could offer out to students at the whole at the college college-wide. But since now we're back on campus, we're now offering services to students on both campuses in person at Bluebell and Pottstown, drop-in and by appointment, because students are looking for that kind of support.
I like how your services mirror the way that students can take courses.
That's exactly right.
So if I'm taking an in-person course, I can utilize your services in person. If I'm taking an online course, I can utilize your services virtually, or vice versa, right?
Yes.
Like it's the option, I think, is so critical for our students to have that option. So that's wonderful. So you mentioned online tutoring. How does that work?
Yeah, so it's really, really easy. Students can go in right through their Blackboard course.
Mm-hmm.
On the left-hand side of their course, there's a tutoring link. They go in, they click on that link, and then there's an option for them to sign in to 24/7 tutoring. So they can go right in there and click into that link, and they will get into Tutor.com.
Right.
When they get into Tutor.com, if they're in during our Monco tutoring hours, which we are there 7 days a week, we're offering support to students 7 days a week, both on campus and online. If they go in during Monco tutoring hours, they're going to get a Monco tutor in Tutor.com, because our Monco tutors are also serving students in Tutor.com. That was one of the benefits of us already having Tutor.com set up, was we were able to put our Monco tutors in in their Tutor.com platform, which is cool. But if a student wants to receive tutoring outside of our Monco tutoring hours, say they want to get support, you know, we have students who work, you know, after they go to class, or we have parents, you know, who are working all day, then they go to class at night, and then maybe their only time, you know, to write that paper is 11, 12 o'clock at night. They want to drop off an essay at midnight.
Yeah.
They can do that, you know, and then they're going to be probably working with a Tutor.com tutor off hours of Monco hours.
You mentioned that this availability is through our current LMS, which is Blackboard.
Yes.
Will that transition over to our new LMS, Canvas?
Yes, it will.
Oh,
we're already
awesome.
Working with our partners at Tutor.com to make sure that's a seamless transition
that
from Blackboard to Canvas. Yep.
So I would imagine that students would want to work with someone at Monco.
Mm-hmm.
What are you finding? Are they sort of taking whoever is available, or, hey, I would prefer to work with someone at Monco? What are you finding?
Yeah, it's interesting you should ask that question. And what you said earlier was interesting, because you said, you know, students can, this is similar to what students are doing with classes.
Yeah,
like, you know, they want to take an online class, they can take online, they can do online tutoring.
Right.
What's really interesting is students want everything.
Yeah.
You know?
Well,
like,
I want everything.
Yeah,
Patty.
They want everything. I know. So what we are finding is, you know, some students are taking online classes, but they want their support on campus.
In person.
They
interesting.
Are. So they will actually sign up for appointments or they'll drop in for tutoring on campus.
That's a study, I think.
Yeah, it's a very interesting study.
Or,
you know, some students will say, you know what, I can't make it to campus, so I'm just going to do online.
Right.
Or they prefer to, you know, they like the online tutoring, but they'll only work in the chat.
Right.
Or they like online, but they use the audio. Or they want to do video online. You know, so everybody is a little bit different, and so we are trying to meet the students where they are. You know, we offer over 250 course options, And we offer everything from writing and math to SRT tutoring, radiography, and study skills.
I mean, that's great. Because I know some institutions limit the course tutoring that's available. So Monco is really invested in, hey, if you need the assistance, we'll figure out a way to get you that assistance.
Yes, free. We meet you where you are.
That's right. Yep. So are the tutors mostly students, faculty, advisors? Like, how does this work?
Yeah, so they come from all different types of tutors. Okay. So we have peer tutors, so students who are currently taking classes who were successful in their courses and say, hey, you know, I did really well in that math class, and now I want to give back to the college and, you know, help students in math class now. Or we have paraprofessional tutors who maybe got a degree at Monco and now they want to, again, give back. Or maybe somebody who went and got a bachelor's degree and they're paraprofessional tutors. We also have professional tutors. So they have their master's prepared people. So they might be adjunct faculties with us, or even full-time faculty. And what's nice about that is, you know, they're familiar with our classes. Whether they're a peer, a paraprofessional, or a professional tutor, they're familiar with our classes. And our students appreciate that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They really appreciate that. And as a result of that, we have a really high satisfaction rate, like over 95% of our students' surveys, their satisfaction surveys are like 95% of them say, I definitely would, you know, send a classmate or a peer to our services because of that.
So, Patty, tell me if this is right. I'm a student at Monco. And I scheduled for the fall, and there is a challenging math course on my schedule. I have some feelings about that, right? So I decide to be proactive, and at the beginning of the semester, right after my first course, is that a good time, knowing that I might have some feelings about it, to come into tutoring, or should I wait? Like, what's your best advice?
We say early and often.
Early and often.
Early and often.
I love it.
Early and
it.
Often. And we have study skills tutoring.
Right.
So you can always meet with a study skills tutor who can talk to you about math study skills.
Right.
You know, what's the best way to start mapping out things you can do in the classroom to make you better
early
prepared?
Early on.
You know, you could even meet early on and say, what were some of the skills you had in your last math class that you want to brush up on?
Sure. Yeah.
You know? So we say early
get
and often.
A little refresh, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. That's a great question, Jared.
So what is in the future for your services, your team? What's coming down the pipe that we can promote or talk about?
Yeah, so that's a great question, too. We're really excited, as everybody's excited, and I know you are, because you're primarily at the Pottstown campus, right? So we're very excited about the construction that's happening.
The space just looks so cool.
Yeah, at the South Hall.
From the
South
glimpse
Hall at Pottstown
I've been
campus.
Able to see. It looks really cool.
Yeah, so we are, right now we're in temporary space at Pottstown. So, but both of our tutoring centers reside in the library.
Right.
So when we get into our new digs over at, in the library at South Hall, we are very excited about that, when that's going to happen, because we're going to be in a new space. And so we're really super excited about that and what that's going to look like for us. And we're excited to be able to kind of like, you know, have our space and kind of spread out a little bit. We're really excited about that. So that's one of the things we're excited about. We're also excited about, this is our first semester, or second semester probably, where we have, so we have a new employee on our team. Her name's Dana Miller. She's our manager of peer support and outreach. And we have a new position called a peer navigator. So we have peer tutors. We've had peer tutors for a long time. But a peer navigator is somebody that can go out and spread the word about all the work that we do in tutorial services and academic support. So we're hiring students that can go out and do classroom visits, or they can go to open houses. They can go out and do these classroom visits and play cahoots with students.
Yeah.
You know, I do that kind of stuff, and my colleagues do that kind of stuff. But, you know, it's different when it comes from a student.
Peer-to-peer.
So peer-to-peer. It's always so much better.
Yeah.
So we're excited about that position and what that can look like for students. We have a few of those students that we've just hired this semester. We're super excited about training them and getting them out in the weeds and starting to grow that a little bit. And then the other thing that we're really excited about that Dana is going to be working on too is our supplemental instruction program, which is just a little bit different from tutoring, in that tutoring is more about like reviewing content, reinforcing concepts, clarifying concepts. Supplemental instruction adds in a little bit of a study skills information to that as well. If you think about the if you teach a person to fish, or if you give a person a fish,
yeah,
they eat for a day. But if you teach them to fish, they eat forever. That's supplemental instruction.
Yeah.
You know, if you can teach a person how to study biology better, they're, for the rest of their college curriculum, they're going to excel, you know. But if you only show them how to do a concept one time, they may not get it. So they may not be able – they'll do it for that one test, but maybe not for the rest of their academic career. So we're really excited about growing supplemental instruction in our area. We think that we can do that work with the faculty and our students to do that. And so we're excited about that moving forward.
So before we close, I have one question for you.
Yes.
Well, I had many questions, but this is another question.
Okay.
What would you say to a student that has made up their mind, I don't need tutoring, I'm good? What would you say to them?
I would say tutoring is for everybody.
Yeah.
You know, I would say the thing about, you know, students who earn A's have already figured it out. They're the first ones in the tutoring center. We start tutoring on the first day of classes. Do you know why? Because the A students are the first ones to make the appointments.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're the first ones to come in. What do you mean? What do you mean I can't make an appointment?
Right.
So we already are opening up appointments day one. So we always have it ready. So the A students always, they have already figured it out. So I want all students to recognize that tutoring is not just for the A student.
No.
It's for everybody.
Right.
There's something in the tutoring center for everybody, whether it's content support, whether it's to learn how to be a better test taker.
Yeah.
Whether it's to learn how to manage their time better, whether it's to learn how to create a concept map. You know, whatever it is, you know, there's support there for everybody.
Well, Patty, congratulations to you and your team for the CRLA distinction. It was well-deserved, and we are very proud of the work that's been accomplished. And we know our students are benefiting from the attention to detail and the support, both in person and online, that our students are receiving here at Monco.
Thanks, Jared.
Yeah. And for additional information, correct me if this is incorrect. I think this is right. So if students, community members have need information about tutoring, they can visit mc3.edu/tutoring.
That is exactly correct.
Right. Okay.
Yep.
Well, Patty, we really appreciate having you on the show. It sounds like Tutoring Services is doing great things and will continue to help our students here at Monco, at Bluebell, Pottstown, and virtually. Thanks so much for speaking with us again, and I know I'll be seeing you soon. And special thanks to our sound recording and music technology students, Jonah Fusco and Ian Mara, their assistants who produced today's show. And thank you for listening to the Monco on the Move podcast. Check back soon to hear more stories from our Monco family. Until next time, I'm Jared Brown. Again, thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to Monco on the Move. Students at Montgomery County Community College working in the sound recording and music technology program record, edit, and produce this podcast. Check out mc3.edu/onthemove to listen to our latest episode or download our podcast on your favorite podcast app. You can also learn about the latest episodes by following us on social media. Have a guest in mind you think would be great for the podcast? email Eric Devlin at edevlin@mc3.edu or Diane Van Dyke at dvandyke@mc3.edu. And come back next time to find out more about what's happening at your community college and catch our Montco momentum.